Hello again, class. This is Reverend Calhoun. We're going to be continuing now back into our book on the spirit of honor. The last two class sessions, as you remember, we came out of the book Overcoming Pride, but we've completed that. So all the material that you're going to be seeing today is coming back from Tudor Bismarck's book, The Spirit of Honor. I'm going to get into a word of prayer, and we're going to get right into the lesson. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for each and every student, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that they're receiving everything that they need to receive from these classes. We thank you for our apostle, Lord God, the visionary of the school and the ministry, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the apostolic grace that's on this ministry. We just ask these blessings in Jesus' name. And as always, Holy Spirit, if you don't show up, I'm going to fall flat on my face. So I'm leaning completely and totally upon you. Amen. All right. What we're going to be talking about today, going back into the book, is six levels of honor. We're going to look at six different levels of honor. I think this would be like class number 7, if I'm not mistaken. All right. One of the things we talked about earlier in the class sessions is honoring life sources. And a life source is a giver or a nurturer of life, a producer of life, the God kind of life. Amen. The first way to overcome the spirit of dishonor is, number one, to sow a seed of honor. The first way to overcome the spirit of dishonor. A lot of times people may recognize, well, I've been in dishonor in certain areas of my life. How do I overcome that? Well, you sow a seed of honor. Amen. Those who have imparted into your life wisdom and blessing and revelation, inspiration and knowledge and wisdom, you want to sow into their lives. If you haven't been sowing, that's the number one way to overcome the spirit of dishonor, is to sow a seed of honor. Okay, and in these seven levels of honor, we're going to be looking at some scriptures out of Romans 13 and 7 and Romans 13 chapter. I'm going to read Romans 13 and 7. It says, "Render therefore to all their dues, or what's owed them." Amen. Render to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. It is so very important that we render, or we repay each and every person to all that's owed them. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more specifically. We must render to all men their due respect and honor. All right. In the military, you are honored based on the rank, the position, and your accomplishments in the military. Each time you increase in rank, it's an honor and it's a respect. And those people of lesser rank acknowledge you by saluting you or stopping and letting you pass by. It's just a show of honor because of the ranks, the levels. You know, if you receive the Medal of Honor, or there's other medals in the military, you know, that can be received for various noble duties. Amen. We must honor even more so in spiritual ranks, offices, and positions of authority. So just like you honor in the natural, in the military, or in government, you even more so honor those in spiritual ranks and offices and positions of authority. We owe them that respect and honor. If we want what's on them, that anointing, the blessing that's on their lives, the favor of God that's on their lives to be released to us, then we must show them proper honor. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 17 through 18, I'll be reading from the Amplified Bible. It says, "Let the elders who perform their duties or offices well be considered doubly worthy of honor and adequate financial support, especially those who labor faithfully in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it is treading out grain. And again, the laborer is worthy of his hire." Just like back in, you know, before we had tractors and combines and all of these sophisticated pieces of equipment, people made their living off of farming, or they made their livelihood, or they provided for their families by farming. Well, back then they used ox, or they used horses or mules or what have you. Just like you would not muzzle the ox, you know, and keep him from eating, because he is what's helping you to maintain your livelihood and to support your family and to feed your family. You should also, in like manner, not muzzle the man or the woman of God that's providing spiritual food and nourishment and nutrition for you spiritually. And it's so very important that we give them adequate financial reciprocation. And you're going to hear me use that word a lot, the word reciprocation. And that's what it means when it says honor to whom honor is due, provide for their well-being. And actually, you're really providing for your well-being, because you're sowing into them, and that seed will produce a harvest in your life. That honor seed will produce a harvest in your life. Amen. And it's so very important that we recognize that when you do that, you're sowing honor seeds. Amen. Malachi chapter 1, verses 6, again, I'm reading in the Amplified Bible, says, "A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is the reverential fear due me, or the respect due me? Says the Lord of hosts. O ye priests who despise my name, you say, how and in what way have we despised your name?" Basically, you despise his name by not showing proper honor. Malachi going on, it says, "Isn't it true that this is Malachi 1 and 6, and this is the Message Bible. It says, "Isn't it true?" Now listen up what the Message says, same verse. "Isn't it true that the son honors his father and the workers his master? So if I'm a father, where is my honor? And if I'm your master, where is my respect? God of the angel armies is calling you on the carpet. You priests despise me. You say, not so. How do we despise you?" Now listen up. It says, now this is what the Message says. "By your snooty, sloppy, defiling worship, you ask, what do you mean defiling? What defiling? What's defiling about it? What's defiling about it is because not tithing, not offering, not sowing seeds into your man or your woman of God is causing it to be defiled, because of the fact that you're sowing disrespect and dishonor. Sowing into your man or your woman of God is a form of worshiping God. When you offer up tithes, there's some scriptures, I think it's in probably Deuteronomy, where it talks about when you offer up the tithe, you actually should worship God with the tithe. By offering it up before you bring it to the church and put it in the bucket, you're to really worship God and thank him for blessing you and letting him know that I'm giving back to you the off the top, the 10% off the top, you know, because I recognize that belongs to you, and I want to worship you with this, and I'm sowing it into the ministry that's providing me nourishment. Amen. Let us look at giving honor to whom honor is due. You must understand the importance of giving honor to whom honor is due. You must honor the anointing that's in the land. Amen. The apostolic gift in your region, you know, or the prophet in your region, your pastor. There's no apostolic gift in your region, your local pastor. There have been times, now this is what the author says, there have been times when people don't honor the anointing in the land, and the Lord removed that gift from them to another place where that gift could be, could receive proper honor. And what happened was, because the people in that region didn't respect the anointing and the blessing that God has placed in their midst, God took that blessing and moved it to another region, another location, another state, where the people could properly honor what God has blessed them with. See, one of the things I've learned, God will place a man or a woman of God in a particular area and anoint them with what they need to give those people in that area the nourishment, the spiritual growth, whether it's prosperity, whether it's healing, you know, whether it's peace, whatever is lacking in their region, that gift has their answer in his or her mouth. Amen. And so it's very important that we honor the gifts that God has sent. It is important. I said it, but I'm going to read it. It is important that we honor the anointing in our local areas and communities. The gift was sent to your area to release the blessing that you need and that region needs. I encourage you. Now, this is what one of the things the author says, Bishop Tudor Bismarck. He says, I encourage you, if you are ministering in a particular region as a minister or in a particular country as a local pastor, teacher, or a prophetic gift, if there is an apostolic gift in that area that is higher in rank than you, who has greater anointings, you should honor that gift. In Hebrews 7:7, it talks about without all contradiction, the less or the lesser is blessed for the better. And that's referring to what is what I call upward giving. You sowing up so that the blessings can come down on you. Upward giving. You're sowing up to the greater so that the blessing can come down on you and elevate you to another level. But he's saying here that if you're going to be ministering in an area, it's not a bad idea to find out what or who is that apostolic gift in that area and just sow a seed into his life and letting them know that I'm planning on doing some ministry in that area. That's proper protocol. You don't want to just go into another man's region and where God has placed him and try to start up a ministry right down the street or start a tent ministry without at least getting his blessing. And sowing a seed. You know, that's just proper protocol. That's giving honor to whom honor is due. Amen. All right. The author also says, every now and then, it would not hurt to take an offering, I just said, to that leader without necessarily even seeing them, just dropping it by their office. That's showing honor. When you show that kind of honor, he said, there is automatic spiritual reciprocation, sowing up so that the blessing can come down. There have been times I was had a particular need, and I needed to sew right away. And I was leaving to go to work one day, and I had my seed. I veered off my work course, drove past the apostle's house, and just put the seed in the mailbox. I know he's going to get it. You know, just didn't have to see him, didn't have to say anything, but my seed was saying everything that I need. Amen. And that's honoring the gift that's in the land. Amen. All right, let me move on. As we have stated, listen up, this is important. The greatest seed that you can sow is an honor seed. There's no seed greater than the seed of honor, sowing up so that the blessing of God can come down. It is required by God that we honor and respect every life source. And we talked about life sources earlier. The word says, give honor to whom honor is due, especially means here that you have to honor a life source. You know, a life source, we said, was a giver of life, a nurturer of life. one that releases life. Amen. And it said we are to honor every life source and giving honor to whom honor is due, rendering to all their dues, their respect and their honor. Listen up. Anytime people dishonor a life source, it unleashes demonic attack, satanic generational curses, poverty, all kinds of barrenness and famine. Read it again. Anytime people dishonor a life source by not showing the honor that needed to be showed, what happens is God, he just pulls his hand back. And by pulling his hand back, it unleashes or allows Satan to unleash all kind of demonic attack and satanic generational curses, poverty, barrenness, and famine on your life because of your unwillingness to show honor. All life comes from God, and when people blatantly dishonor a life source, no matter what source it is, it violates the principle of God's sovereign existence. Anytime a life source is violated, God withdraws his blessing at any time and on any level. All right. One of the things, and I need to kind of pre-reference some stuff. And I think I shared it once before. One way to show people what honor is by showing them what honor is not. And then you reciprocate that and you do just the opposite. Because it's so very important that we understand areas where we're missing it in honor so that we can now get on track and begin to walk in honor. Okay, now we're going to define the six levels of honor. And that first level, the first level of honor is showing honor or honoring God, showing God the Father honor. Amen. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst forth with new wine. Amen. Honoring and sowing money seed go hand in hand. Okay? If you are not tithing, you are not honoring God. Amen. There's no way that your barns and that your storehouses can be filled if you are not showing honor and walking in dishonor by not tithing, giving God what already belongs to him. So the first level of honor is honoring God. And it's so very important that as Proverbs 3, 1 and 9 and 10 says, is to honor the Lord with our substance. Amen. So we got to honor the Lord with our substance. We also honor the apostolic source or the apostolic in our area with our substance. Amen. Hallelujah. We must always honor God with our substance, the first fruits of our labor. God is deserving of all our honor because he is the principal life source. He is life, and all life comes from him. When you don't honor God with your tithes, you are cursed with a curse according to Malachi 3 and 9. Without God, there is no life. He is the originator of life, the giver of life. So we honor God with the first fruits of our increase so that our barns, our bank accounts, our savings accounts, our stocks, our bonds, our investments can be blessed and full, and that our livelihood, you know, our jobs, however we get our income or whatever natural sources that brings the money in for us will keep on producing for us. Amen. That's the whole purpose of honoring God with the first fruits of our increase. Amen. Hallelujah. You must show honor to God first and foremost of all. It is said when certain Christian leaders around the world actually violate this principle of honoring in terms of honoring God with their increase. They may teach tithing, but they don't tithe themselves. This is a total dishonor to God. When you're teaching something, but you're not practicing what you're teaching. And I'm just going kind of down the paragraphs in the book. I don't know exactly what page. I got a note here, probably around page 13. But he also talks in that area about, in the area of honoring God, not having immoral conduct. And I'm going to go ahead and read some of the things that Bishop Mark talks about. Honor God in your moral conduct. It is very dangerous for individuals who should know better to have inappropriate behavior or relationships, inappropriate conduct and moral failures, especially those that are teaching and preaching the word of God, preaching one way and living another. He says, there should be no sexual affairs. There should be in the fivefold ministry gifts. There should be no homosexuality. In the fivefold ministry gifts. No inappropriate conduct, wife swapping or adultery or anything like that. He said that is a total dishonor to God. You know, yeah, you might be tithing, but if you're doing that, you're walking in dishonor. So, you know, you have to have good moral conduct, living above reproach. You know, your life should be an open book. Amen. All right. You see, Satan will do whatever he can to try to discredit you and your ministry. He will use the opposite sex and against you, especially if you're married, even if you're not married. He'll use people to try to discredit you. And actually, they're really after your anointing. Satan will use whoever he can to destroy you in the area of sin and sex or pride. He will use a Jezebel to seduce you. You know, Satan will do whatever trickery he can to destroy your years of ministry. He will try to get you involved in sex sins or pride or whatever. And in my lifetime, I've seen that happen to young ministers who didn't judge themselves in that area. And one of the things I tell a lot of young ministers, and I said, I don't have a problem putting my track shoes on and running and getting out of Dodge or getting out of a situation that's trying to materialize in my life, you know. And you see, when you have that kind of attitude, God will alert you. There have been times the Lord alerted me about situations. You know, I'd see an individual, young lady, and he said, you know, she's going to be trouble. You know, keep your distance. She's going to be trouble. That's happened to me twice. And both times, the Spirit of God was so accurate. But I knew how to put my track shoes on and run away from those situations, you know, and stay clear of it. Because, like I said, the enemy will try to destroy your years of ministry. He will try to discredit you any way he can. And that's a total dishonor to God. So you want to walk in honor. Amen. I don't want to belabor that too much, but I could go into, like I said, several examples of people, which is not important about the individual, but it's the act that took place that discredited them. Amen. And you don't want to be discredited, and you don't want to walk in dishonor in that area. The second level of honor is honoring the apostle and prophet, the apostolic gifts. Honoring the apostolic, the apostle and the prophet. Amen. Matthew 13 and 57 says, and they were offended in him. It's talking about Jesus. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. You must honor the apostolic source that God has placed in your region. And we've kind of touched on that already. But, you know, in that second level of honor is honoring apostles and prophets. You know, a lot of times people have come from other locales, other regions of the country, and show more honor than those that's, you know, in the house, you know, in the neighborhood, live down the street. You never want to allow or let your man or your woman of God become too familiar with you, where you feel like, you know, you're buddy-buddy with them, you know. There's different levels, there's different ranks. And you got to understand the position and understand and recognize the protocol in areas of showing respect and honor to those of higher rank and higher position, you know, and not allow yourself to become too familiar to the point where, you know, I know I've been knowing him all my life. We grew up together. No, when God separates somebody and calls them to the ministry and elevates them and has called you to serve under them, you know, the natural side of what y'all experience don't is totally different from the spiritual. You know, so you don't want to get those two mixed up. Yeah, just because I knew you and I know you and I know your family, I know your brothers, I know your sisters, you know, but when God got a hold of Apostle, he was turned into another man from a spiritual point of view. That's biblical. It talks about that in Samuel, you know, how Saul was turned into another man. Why? Because that anointing got on him. Amen. All right. And you need to respect and honor that anointing and the man that the anointing is on. Amen. Because that's honor. Here's the principle. The reason many countries never get the benefits of the great gift that God has placed in that country is because they do not show honor to the apostolic and the prophetic gifts that God has placed within them. You know, God wants to bless a region. He wants to bless an area that the apostolic is, that he placed the apostolic in. But if the people don't show honor, their communities, their areas can't be blessed. But when they show honor to their man or their woman of God, it affects not only them, but the whole region around them, you know, because now he's able to speak words, make decrees. And because of the respect and the honor, those decrees and those words cause increase, cause promotion, cause advancement in those areas. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every gift is given to a region to match the needs of that region. Apostle Thompson was given to our region to set the body of Christ free from financial bondage. When you receive him as a gift and honor him as a gift, that financial prosperity anointing will come upon your life. I've seen it happen in my life. You know, time and time and time again, my time is well spent. I'm looking at my time and I want to share some things, but and I've shared some things prior to that where we've sowed seeds and that seed got us out of what could have been financial pitfalls. I remember in 2008, I probably shared this. I remember very specifically, he said, you know, a financial recession is coming. He said, but don't you stop sowing, continue to sow. Just, you know, matter of fact, if you can, sow more. And that's what we did. And I stated this before. When I retired 6 years ago, sat down with my financial advisor, she looked at my portfolio and she said, we graft your finances and your investments. And for some reason in 2008, while everybody was losing money, your portfolio shot up. And she says, I don't understand it. Now, she's very good at what she does. She says, I don't understand it, but you made money. And I thought about what Apostle said. When you obey, the Bible says, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. You know, and when you believe and act on the word that they're saying, you can't help but prosper because there's an anointing, an apostolic anointing and a grace that's on their lives. And you, by participating and flowing in it, you are actually, you know, how can I say this? You know, there's a thing called drafting. If you have a small vehicle and you get behind an 18-wheeler and you get real close to it, because of the vacuum and the force that's behind that 18-wheeler, I've heard people say you can literally turn your engine off. And still, if the 18-wheeler is doing 65, you know, you're doing 65 behind him because he's pulling you. You know, when you stick close to your man of God and you obey what he says, you can't help but the momentum that's carrying him is going to also carry you. Amen. And I'm my time is well spent, so I need to move forward. Okay. If people in a region don't receive and honor the gift that God has sent to them, they will not receive the blessing that the man of God was sent to place on them. If you dishonor in your own country or your own house, your church, the apostolic prophetic gift that God has placed in your midst, you are in fact actually dishonoring God, because you know, that's protocol. Because he is God's ambassador representing God's kingdom. Okay? If a country or government does not honor the spiritual leaders in that country cannot be blessed. The Bible says that the curse causeless shall not come. Amen? All right, we're going to move on. And there's more that I could share in that area, but I'm down to a few minutes. I need to move forward. Amen? Honor is reciprocation in terms of the way you receive the anointing and the way the people act on what has been released by the gift that was sent. Read that again. Honor is reciprocation. And I stated earlier that reciprocation is, you know, when you have 1/2 and then you reciprocate it 2/1, it's just a reciprocation. It's a flipping or a turning. Honor is reciprocation in terms of the way we receive the anointing and the way people act on what has been released by the gift that was sent. The greatest form of dishonor is when a man of God preaches and teaches to his people year after year and they don't act on the word that had been preached. Amen. All right, let me move on. Number three, the third level of honor is honoring fathers. Malachi 1:6 says, a son honor his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Said the Lord of hosts, O ye priests that despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised thy name? Corporately, it is important that we honor spiritual fathers. We need to know in a region who God has raised up in a region to be a father, our spiritual father, and honor them, whom God, has set in that region. And I've shared this before, but there's a restaurant my wife and I a lot of times we'll go to sometimes after service, and another spiritual leader in our city or in the Baton Rouge area, normally after he ministers, he goes to that same restaurant. And every time I see him, I pull the ticket. Or if I can't pull the ticket, before he leaves, I stand up and I sow a seed. Because, you know, he's an apostolic leader in the area. And I know the importance of sowing. Even though I don't glean much from his ministry, but I know he saved thousands, maybe millions, have come into a knowledge of the kingdom of God through his message. And I honor the gift. Amen. And he'll stand up and he'll speak to me and shake my hand, you know, and I receive the blessing that's on his life. Amen. Okay, going back to honoring fathers, in Malachi 4:6, it says, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. It is so very important that fathers step up and be spiritual fathers. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that in this government, God's government that's being set up. But the children have to respond in kind and recognize who their spiritual father is and submit and to honor. Amen. All right, let me move on. In the situation with Noah and his two sons, actually three sons, one of the sons sneaked up on Moses' nakedness and he dishonored his father by exposing his father's nakedness. I'm kind of paraphrasing it because of my time. But what happened was his other two brothers went, let me read this here. It says, whenever you have a father that is uncovered himself or fallen into sin, and the sons speak badly about the uncovering of their father, they open the door to the curse their father has initiated to come upon them. The dishonor, the curse, and the sin or the iniquity to come upon the son's life. And that's why it's so very important, if you do have a father that has fallen, to cover him and to help restore him back, you know, because as a son, that's our responsibility, to be a covering and to be a protection for our men and women of God. Amen. All right. Let me go to number four. The fourth level of showing honor is honoring your parents. So very important. I'm talking about your natural parents. Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Ephesians 6 and 2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment of promise. And also even in Deuteronomy, it talks about honoring thy father and mother as the Lord thy God commanded thee, Deuteronomy 5 and 16, that thy days may be prolonged and that it may be well with thee in the land that the Lord thy giveth thee. Honoring your parents, if they're still alive, is very important. We need to learn how to respect and honor. Even though they might have not been the best parents, it doesn't matter. They brought you into the world, you know, and so it is required by God that we honor our mother and father. Amen? All right. We must show them great respect, even though we may not agree with everything, their philosophies and their ideologies. But like I said, you know, we need to honor them. All right. Number five, the fifth level of showing honor is honoring our seniors or those who are older than us. I have here, or in the book, it said old people, but I'm just saying those who are in the prime of their life. Amen. Leviticus 19 and 32 says, thou shalt rise up before the hoary headed or the white headed man and honor the face of the old man and fear the Lord. I am the Lord. The Message Bible on that same verse says, show respect to the aged, honor the presence of the elderly, fear your God, for I am God. It's so very important. You know, there was a situation, I think was Elijah, where some younger guys was making funny of him, the scripture says that they were eaten by she-bears because of their dishonor to a prophet who was older. Amen. So you want to, I watched my dad honor my mom, my grandmother. And he set an example for me that, you know, after he left, to make sure that my mom was well provided for. And I've done everything and will do everything in my power to make sure that my mother in her golden years has everything she needs and well kept, because I know that there's a blessing. I'm not just doing it because of the blessing. I'm doing it because it's something that I'm supposed to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Number six, 1 minute and 28 seconds left. The sixth level of showing honor is honoring the gift and the anointing in you. Psalms 8, 4 and 6 says, what is man that thou art so mindful of him, and the son of man that thou didst visit him? He says, God has made him a little lower than the angels and has crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand, and thou hast put all things under his feet. Actually, one translation says that God has made man just a shade lower than himself. You know, what is man that thou art so mindful? This man, you know, God has placed honor on us as individuals, as children of God, you know, and we have to honor the anointing that's on our lives and not forsake it. You know, the Amplified Bible says, what is man that thou art? What is this man? You are mindful of him, the son of the earthborn man. That you care it for him. You have made him but a little lower than God are heavenly beings, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. You have put all things under his feet. Okay, listen up. Psalms 49:11-12 says, their inward thought is that their house shall continue forever, and their dwelling place to all generations. They call their hands after their own names. Nevertheless, verse 12, this is Psalms 49:12. Man being in honor abided. Nevertheless, I'm reading it again. Man being in honor abided not. He is like the beast that perisheth. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perisheth. A person who has been honored, anointed and honored and doesn't understand he's been crowned with honor, according to the author, they'll function as with beastly instincts. You know, think about people and some of the things they do, and God made them we're made in the image and the likeness of God, but they're acting like beasts in the field. Why? Because they are dishonoring the anointing that was placed upon them just by being on the earth. You know, so you want to honor the anointing that's in you. Whatever God called you to do, you need to pursue it with all gusto and give honor to God because he has already honored you. Amen. We're going to continue next week along these same lines. But always walk in honor. Honor God. Honor the apostolic. Honor spiritual fathers. You know, honor your natural parents, and also to honor the anointing that's on your life. With that said, I'll see you next week.